exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Welcome back. It is The Drive all across America, thanks to our friends at Covercraft, celebrating 50 years. Actually, over 50 years. Covercraft.com. So while at SEMA, the Specialty Equipment Market Association trade show, I was on stage for a whole week and I interviewed over 150 pioneers of performance. So we're going to head back over to SEMA right now on the stage. Chris Duke right here from Motors TV. How you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you, Alan?
You have been inside looking at all the cool cars and things.
All over the place.
I haven't even left the stage.
I know.
It's like, come to SEMA and don't go inside.
We'll talk when it's all over with.
Yeah. Please do. You have to show me every picture on your phone, you know?
Yeah.
Dale Ross is joining us right now from 3M Automotive, something that is so near and dear to many of us, and my heart in particular. You see, I wear my little American flag, and I just feel very, you know, strongly about, you know, where we live in our country and our military that keep us safe. And 3M is doing something that is so important. 3M, hire our heroes. And Dale is here to talk about it. Dale, talk about what you got going on with this Hire Our Heroes, a scholarship.
Sure, I'm very happy to. So my division of 3M sells products for collision repair, for restoration, and everything you see out here. So it's a perfect fit. Our industry is lacking good technicians. People aren't getting into the business. And we know that our veterans need good careers. So it's really a good match.
Yep, you're right.
Well, this is the biggest problem the auto industry is having is qualified technicians. It literally is almost an epidemic. And so to get people into these positions, they need to get some kind of schooling. And we work with UTI over there to help get people trained. And you guys are doing something great, too. Explain that.
Yeah, so we're doing a couple things. For veterans that are already in training, for them to get a job, they need thousands of dollars of tools. You just can't show up and the employer has the tools for you. You've got to have
them. Yeah, you could have all the skills in the world, but if you don't have the tools, what are you going to do, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've partnered with the Collision Repair Education Foundation, and then they administer tool grants to these veterans who are very deserving and very appreciative. The other thing we're doing is scholarships for collision repair for their family members because the family members don't have the benefit of the GI Bill. But, again, a lot of them need the same training.
Sure, exactly. So how did this all come about?
About 4 years ago, we, again, partnered with the Collision Repair Education Foundation and started doing things so that our collision shop customers could contribute and help, you know, fund this because our message really is to those collision shop owners and managers to hire our heroes.
Right.
I mean, they're the ultimate ones that need to give them the jobs.
And we again, it is called Hire Our Heroes. That's actually the whole platform.
Exactly.
How much have you guys raised?
So far, $750,000.
Wow.
And 210 veterans and family members have received grants. Now, we're continuing this year with a calendar that every month in the calendar, there's different specials on 3M products. So someone that donates to the Collision Repair Education Foundation's Hire Our Heroes Fund gets, they donate $200, they get a calendar, they get a Chip Foose hood, a replica hood, and then they also get these promotional specials that are worth $1,700 in free 3M products.
Very nice. So this is the first year that this is happening, this program?
This is the fifth year.
The fifth year, okay.
Yes.
And that fund keeps increasing every year, I would imagine.
Yes. Absolutely.
So how does a person then find Hire Our Heroes? Where do they go? Is it a website somewhere?
3mcollision.com is the best place to go, and you'll get all the information you need.
Yep. And what is this little thing you have right here?
So one other thing that we're doing to help raise money is we ask 10 of the best painters in this industry to use their creative skills and create a speed shape with a patriotic theme like the one I'm holding. This one was painted by Rhino Templeton for West Coast
Rhino
Custom.
Right?
So we have them over in the 3M booth, and they're as part of a silent auction. So you have until the end of today to come and bid on these. And again, the proceeds go to the military families and the Hire Our Heroes Fund, And it's all for a good cause, and you get a great-looking speed shape here.
That is awesome.
How many do you have for
the
auction?
10.
10.
10 different painters.
Well, hopefully that'll raise some great money for Hire Our Heroes. Dale Ross, thank you very much. Just God bless you for what you guys are doing. It's going to save lives at the end of the day because our heroes sometimes get depressed when they don't know what to do next, and you guys are giving them some hope.
Yeah,
they have great skills. They have great hands-on skills. It's a perfect fit, and
we want
the message that this is a great industry to get into.
When the hands are at work,
3M.
The mind is at ease.
Yes.
So there you go. Yeah. Dale Ross, 3M. We're going to be right back with more from the Pioneering Performance Stage here at the Shell Display.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Well, thanks for joining us here at SEMA for the 50th anniversary. I'm Alan Taylor. This is the Shell Pavilion, the stage we call the Pioneering Performance Live Stage. Joining us right now, pro driver, celebrity representative for Airlift, Cody Miles. Time attack driver, Subaru WRX. You wild man. I see what those cars can do.
I try to be. I try to push it to its limits, see what I can do with it.
So, only competitor on air suspension.
That is correct. It's a little bit different.
So, why do you choose air suspension over conventional suspension?
Comes back to what I started doing with the car originally, which was daily driving.
Right.
So, back when I was looking for suspension and what to do with the car, I was looking for something that would not hinder performance in any way, but would also give me a lot of convenience and versatility in what I was trying to do, which was be super low, come up for driveways and speed bumps when I needed to, and be able to drive it aggressively.
Yeah.
So that made perfect sense to me.
So having air suspension gives you the best of both worlds. And I see here, my friend, that you have some track records, one of which at Road Atlanta, which is a wild track.
Yeah, this is true. Drove there for the first time.
One clapper out there.
We got one. Can we get more? Maybe. There we go.
Wow. That man sounded like a woman. So the question I have for you is, how did you get into this?
Probably stems back from racing motocross when I was young. I started riding.
So in your blood.
That's my dad right there, forced me onto a motorcycle at, I think, 2 or 3 years old, and then I started racing motocross when I was 5.
He forced you onto a motorcycle?
Completely against
my
will.
You mean animal! So, what do you love about racing and motorsports and all that? I mean, it's the business of show business. So, I mean, it's hard getting sponsors and
it's extremely
travel,
difficult.
You know.
Yeah, it absolutely takes a toll. You can ask anybody around me. I spend my life in the garage. I've got a girlfriend who ends up upset at me a lot, but is also very understanding about the same time. I've got parents that stand behind me.
Here's the deal. It's better for her to be mad at you for working your butt off in the garage,
yeah.
Right, Dad? Than out carousing, smoking hooch or whatever they call it.
Yeah, stay away from the hooch.
Whatever it is. And, you know, I mean, so I don't care if my kids are working all night long if they're in the garage. If they're out all night long doing God knows what, then they're in trouble. So us dads, we want our kids getting in trouble with their girlfriends for not having enough time for them because they're working on their car.
Yeah, it's first world problems, I guess. It could be a lot worse.
It's a good thing, though.
Yeah,
listen, when you're a dad someday, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how you got funded for your first car and all of that. Because, I mean, listen, it's that first car. To set those records, you got to have the money to do that. So how did that come about?
Yeah, that started working when I was 15. And ever since, I've been putting every penny I possibly make into whatever I'm driving. So I started off with a Toyota Tacoma, playing in the dirt a lot. That was fun. started building a drift car at that point. Got a couple other nonsense cars along the way.
Wait a minute. When did you lean on Dad? I'm not hearing Dad in there anywhere.
Dad helps with driving me across the country to races.
That's good enough.
But the wallet is unfortunately in my own pocket.
I love this. Dad goes, no money here. Yeah. He made it on his own, which that's good. Dad's proud of that, right? Absolutely.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
Good
work
for you,
Monday
man.
Through Friday, 50 to 60 hours a week to live for the weekends, essentially.
That is so awesome, man. How old are you?
26.
And you're just living the dream.
I'm trying. Some would call it sacrificing everything for cars.
What help do you need from this community?
Sponsors? Anything to make it so that I can spend more time driving.
Right.
Learning the car and just seat time, period. Anything that puts me in a seat more often, it'll help me out.
Do you have a website, Cody Miles?
I don't. I focus mostly on Instagram. You can check me out on there, Sideways and Smiling.
Yeah. That's
so
great.
Keep up with any of the builds or tracks or racing that I've got going on in there, anything that I'm up to.
Well, let me tell that girlfriend of yours that someday you're going to look back and all those years you might have been, if you stay with him that long, mad at him for working hard, it'll pay off. I think we got ourselves a superstar in the working here.
Thanks,
keep
sir.
Up that hard work.
Thank you. I appreciate
That's
that.
What it takes to be a superstar. Cody Miles, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Being with us. There's more right here on the Pioneering Performance Stage at the Shell Pavilion. We'll be back.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Well, here we are once again on the Pioneering Performance Stage at SEMA 2016. I'm Alan Taylor. We're here in the Shell Pavilion where you can see 25 of the most amazing hot rods from some of the icons of our industry, those who actually are pioneers of performance and technology. Joining us right now is Brian Mutchler. Brian is the marketing manager for ARE Truck Caps. Camper shells, caps, everybody has a different name for it.
Yes, they do.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much.
So I happen to have an ARE on my truck, and the one before this one, I've had this one now 5 years, and I have a lot of camera gear. So all of this gear that we have here goes with us, and I have to have a really good quality cap on my truck. We have a big, fancy, beautiful show truck. And on it is an ARE cap. Excellent. Unbelievable quality, I must say. Really nice. I love that I can lock it with my key fob.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, who wants to fiddle with keys anymore? That's a thing of the past, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're all about building truck caps and tonneau covers for each individual's lifestyle. And everyone leads a little bit different lifestyle from, you know, whether they're camping out of the back of their truck, whether they're hauling expensive gear all over the country. People have different styles that they like, and we just try and accommodate people from all walks of life, you know, those that are contractors to those that are looking for something to really dress up their truck and protect their gear.
You have a nice one in the Ford booth. Talk about that.
Absolutely. We had put together a proposal to Ford for one of their dollar trucks and was awarded that under the theme of gold standard. And what we tried to do there was bring all the aftermarket accessories into one build. What we felt was the gold standard of the accessories in our industry. And we teamed up with a builder who's been working with us for a number of years each time we do these trucks, Trent of Trent's Trick Upholstery in Baltimore, Ohio. And his attention to detail is just amazing. He has done an amazing job for us. 2 years ago, we had another truck in the Ford booth as well, and we have one this year, and I encourage everyone to check it out.
That's a big deal, man.
Big deal.
When the big OEMs, the manufacturers, let you put your custom-built vehicle in their booth, that's kind of your... I don't know, check that box. That's a big deal, right?
Yeah, and it's nice that we've had it a couple times now.
Yeah, right, exactly. So as far as tonneau cover security, so I have a couple of tonneau covers that we got as part of a deal one time we did. It's been about 5 or 6 years ago, and they're the type that fold. So there's lots of different kinds. I've seen them that roll. I've seen them that fold over each other. I've seen, obviously, the hard covers. What are the best ones out there? What is the best style, or is there? Can there be different, you know, for different needs? What do you guys suggest?
You know, it really comes down to what you are using your truck for. That's the number one thing. You know, I was in sales for a lot of years selling these products, and you know, the one thing I wanted to do is have a conversation with the customer about what their needs are. You know, we feel that we have the most weather resistant, most durable, long lasting. And most secure.
Best fitting.
Best fitting by far.
I know that for a fact.
Thank you very much. But, if you need constant access to your bed for large items, there's those other covers like you described. And ARE's part of a bigger family now with the Truck Hero family that has a lot of companies that make those other
covers. Wait a minute. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, at the beginning of 2015... we were acquired by Truck Hero, who has they have other companies under their umbrella like Retrax, Undercover, Xtang, to name a few. And I could go on down the list. There's about nine manufacturers now.
Wow!
But they are all about bringing the best truck accessory companies together under one umbrella and then investing in them to put out the best products out on the market so the consumers have the best experience with dressing up their trucks and protecting their gear.
Nice. So what do you guys suggest? I mean, is there a preferred ARE tonneau cover that you have, or is it you make a number of different types?
We make a number of different types. Our specialty is fiberglass.
Yeah.
And our best-selling one is our LS2 Series tonneau cover.
Which is the hard cap.
It is painted to match, hard fiberglass cap. It's low profile.
I think I had one of those about maybe 10 years ago on my car. I was with Car and Driver for 10 years, and I had this beautiful Ford F-150. And I'm 99% sure I bought an ARE because I'm kind of like best of brand. I want the best quality. I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to futz with it. I just want it to work, you know?
And that's what the LS2 was all about. That is, you know, that was the workhorse of our tonneau covers. Yeah. You put it on, and the next time the customer
It had a little bit of a lip on the back, too. It seemed like it wasn't just flat, it had a little bit of a lip.
Well, one of the things that we do with that is we match the styling of the truck with each one. So, you know, an F-150 is going to look different than a Silverado. A Silverado is going to look different than a Ram.
Right, right. Well, fantastic products. I own one, ARE, truck caps, unbelievable quality, unbelievable fit, and the paint matched perfect. I gave you guys my paint code, and it was like, man, that looks OEM factory original. So thank you for making a great product.
Well, thank you, Alan.
Appreciate it. All right. We're trying to make sure that you guys get to hear about some of the great products and companies that are here at SEMA for the 50th anniversary. Products that I would use, like Shell and like ARE. I'm Alan Taylor. There's more right after this.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. It is the Pioneering Performance Stage live here at SEMA. Aaron Hagar joining us now from Rat Runner's Garage.
Talking about crazy, man.
I'm so glad to see you guys, even if it's once a year at SEMA.
Hey, my leg's over here. You hit his leg. You said, you guys. Thank
it's
you.
It's an equal opportunity stage.
I'm his mini.
Sorry, Alan. It's a long reach over Jeff. You know what I mean?
I know. So what have you been doing, Aaron Hagar?
You know, I don't even know what I've been doing. I'm just running around with my head cut off these days. But you know what? I love my job. So just point me in a direction and let me go like a Wolverine. I'm there. Lots of stuff. You know, we always got TV stuff brewing, music stuff brewing, you know, art stuff brewing, cars and motorcycles, and it never ends.
And the band is the Pancake Flippers, right? No.
You did not go there.
No, I was told I can't release the album due to family conflicts. So we found another way. We're releasing it as a soundtrack. And then on the other side, my brother came into his own recently. So we just recorded a few songs, literally like last week. We're going in a studio again in December. And my brother and I, the brothers Haggis, we have a project coming up early next year. We're actually doing it now with the blessing of the family.
Wow.
Right? So, you know, I never know. I just show up.
Do you need a good air guitarist on that album?
We always need air guitarists.
Okay, do you need anybody to do any lip syncing?
We always need lip syncing. No. Actually, it's just right now it's just a duo. Dad wants us to go out with him acoustically. So
we're talking about Dad. Aaron Hagar is Sammy Hagar's son. But, you know, we in this hobby know Aaron because he is the car guy. Even though his dad is the car guy, Aaron is the ultimate car guy because he's the guy that takes care of his dad's cars and has Rat Runner's Garage and builds the most amazing rat rods you've ever seen.
And motorcycles.
I appreciate it. I think Steve Darnell builds the most amazing rat rods, but I appreciate it.
Oh, you're too humble.
But I get the privilege of having a soundtrack. See, so no matter what I do in my life, I have a soundtrack, be it my own or my family's, and no one can touch that.
That's good.
You know, we should play it here on the stage, right?
Oh, man, life's so fun, isn't it?
What about a project? Any project cars that are in the Rat Runner's Garage lately?
Yeah, actually, I just got a project car, which I want to bring to SEMA next year.
Let's talk about it. What is it?
Well, I don't know that I can yet.
You have too many secrets.
I started signing papers. Well, I'm going to take something that you
normally don't
do this to. So I'm bringing an expedition vehicle. I'm actually going contemporary.
Oh.
Well, early 2000, like 2004 contemporary. That's pretty new to me.
Are you still doing body painting and all that too?
Body painting. No, only with chocolate.
Body and paint, I meant.
Anything
I
else that my wife
paint.
Enjoys. So.
Well, I see you have a lot of ink. You have interesting ink, too.
Thank you. I like to design stuff, and I have a great artist that allows trade. So otherwise, I couldn't afford all this ink. So he collects my art, and I collect his handiwork. So
by the way, I must say, it's so fun to watch you on Facebook. And for those who are Facebook friends with Aaron Hagar, interact with your dad and your family and your children and your extended family. You guys share that so openly. The Hagar family is just a really neat group of people.
Well, you know, I mean,
they have some really good vacations too. That's all I'm going to say.
They just can't drive 55.
That's kind of a new thing.
You got to realize something. This is funny because Aaron and I have talked about this in detail, and I've asked him to quit taking pictures of what he's eating in these other countries.
No, well, it's a problem. I've gained 13 pounds watching him eat.
Yeah. I've gained like 30 pounds. My wife's like, okay, can we like move on from this now? But no, we've had the privilege lately, last couple of years, Dad's, you know, as he's getting older, is like, you know, let's start doing stuff together as a family,
right.
All of us. So he's taken us on some extraordinary adventures around the world.
Disneyland
literally.
Was awesome, by the way.
Really.
Anaheim,
in Morocco. By the way, yeah. But yeah, of course, being a foodie family, you know, he has restaurants all over the world, literally.
Right.
You know, that's a main thing that we all kind of collect around and experience together.
Hey, I'm going to the Scottsdale Food and Wine Festival this weekend. You want to go?
Oh, I'd love to, but
no. You got to work. That's
my wife's birthday's coming up, and
ooh.
I got to say, I always sacrifice her birthday being here at SEMA, which
uh-oh.
She enjoys.
Yes.
But,
Not so much.
I have some making up to do.
Aaron Hagar, you're the best. Thank you very much.
Oh, good morning, guys. Thank you so much.
You'll see him one day on Rat Runner's Garage on television. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming.
I love you, man.
Thank you.
We'll
love you, too, guys.
We'll be back with more here on the Pioneering
Performance
Stage.
I want to see this reveal.
Stay with us.
All right.
You're listening to the Entertainment Radio Network. Brands you trust, people you love. ERN brings magazines to life, like the show you're listening to right now. Check out ernlive.com for more of your favorite magazine radio shows and many others. And check out our videos, too. That's ernlive.com. You can also listen to free podcasts of our shows at ernlive.com. Magazines brought to life on your radio, when you want and where you want. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Alan Taylor here on the Pioneering Performance Stage. I am joined now by a couple of amazing automotive individuals. First of all, right next to me is Bogey. And Bogey, how do you say your last name?
Latiner.
Latiner. I don't want to get it wrong.
I appreciate that.
I know Bogey, and that's easy. And TV host, shop owner, mechanic, all girls garage on Velocity. And next to her is the wonderful Christy Lee, TV host, reporter, All Girls Garage. Also, Barrett Jackson Live. Look at that. Look at that.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. I perfected that wave. Is that what they do in the Miss America pageants? It's the wrist and the elbow movement?
Yeah, but yeah, we don't do that. We don't do that.
I don't either.
You guys are getting around. I mean, both of you. I mean,
that
I'm seeing
that doesn't sound
you.
Good.
Well, you're... It's good when it comes to earning money, right?
Wait, what'd you hear?
In the auto industry.
Who said something?
Getting around by, like, meaning doing a TV show and then, you know, being on TV over here, being a Barrett Jackson over there, working in the garage over there. Let's clarify that. So let's start out with you, Christy Lee, hosting a bunch of events, doing Barrett Jackson Live, which I saw you. I've been all at the Barrett Jacksons, and you and I both work with them. How do you like that? I mean, it's like, you know, you got a TV show over here, you got Barrett Jackson Live, you know, reporter, and how are you enjoying that?
It's absolutely awful. You get to see all these awesome cars and meet these really cool people. It's just horrible day after day. No, it's awesome. I truly feel blessed. And I definitely have, you know, a lot of people, coworkers, friends, family to thank along the way. But it's such an awesome experience. And Barrett has been great the past 2 years. And, you know, these are the most unique, rare, awesome cars you'll ever see. And they're all congregated in one place at these Barrett Jackson auctions. And then, you know, I get opportunities to come to places like this, like SEMA. You know, a lot of people that are car enthusiasts dream of attending a show like this. And we're here and we're part of it. So I truly do feel blessed.
Oh, that's nice. How about you, Bogey?
I hate it.
You hate it?
No. It's great. It's an amazing life. I love this industry. I love everything about it. And everything she said, I concur. Yes, coming here is amazing. Being involved in this industry is amazing. I love these people. I love the cars. I love all of it. I get to play for a living. That's the best thing in the world.
I know, right? Now, Christy, I know you came from the motorcycle world. You still ride it all?
All the time, as much as I possibly can. I think I have now tallied up 9 motorcycles in the garage.
I'm so
Which
jealous.
Is
nine?
Nine.
Oh, my gosh. I thought my kids were bad. That's all of them put together.
So it's
kind of
like walk
one.
In the garage and, which one should I ride today?
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, so bikes are a huge part of my life, and I think that they always will be. So it's definitely a moto addiction, so I like to call it.
So how do you guys balance all this, you know, life, work? You know?
Balance? What's that?
Okay, that answers that, right?
Well, no, when you love what you do, though, life and work and fun are all the same thing. I mean, we have a blast. I'm not kidding. I get paid to have fun.
Right.
And yes, it's hard work, and we definitely work our booties off, but we have a blast doing it.
Wait, so. You get paid?
Wait a minute.
I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait a minute.
You run a mechanic shop.
I do.
Talk about that.
Well, that's my main gig. I started my shop actually 10 years ago this month.
Isn't that wild?
So we were a full-service shop. We mostly work on newer cars, mostly female staff, actually.
Really?
We train up and teach female technicians. So we have a lot of fun.
How did you get into the auto world? I mean, where did it start for you?
I have kind of a roundabout story. I didn't grow up around cars. It wasn't something that my family was into at all. But I.
Well, what were they into?
I don't. My dad.
Spaghetti?
My dad was a statistician.
Really?
And my mom was a teacher.
Okay, so there you go. I get it.
Right?
So you're like, I got to have fun
in
my life.
Yeah, so I didn't grow up around cars, but I got my first car when I was 16, and it was a piece of junk. And I didn't like not knowing how it worked and how to fix it. And so I took auto shop in high school and fell in love. I just love that taking something broken and fixing it and watching it drive down the road and knowing you did that. And so, yeah, here I am. Rest is history.
And you also actually help people by doing, you know, automotive tips, right?
I do. I try as much as I can. We teach basic car care classes at the shop for women.
Yep.
I also teach basic car care classes all around the country to everybody, women and men. And I'm also an instructor, so I work with other shop owners and help them run better businesses and get more satisfaction out of their jobs and their life.
Do you think there's a stigma about you guys being girls in the auto industry, or is that gone these days?
I think it's still there. It's
unfortunately, it is still there, yes.
Yeah, women make up less than 25% of the automotive industry as a whole, and we are still less than 2% of technicians. So it's definitely still there, but a lot of progress. It's
and increasing. I can say that that's something that both of us get as a question quite often. And, you know, it's a, let me see your fingernails, or let me prove
it to me.
Yeah, like, let me hear about that. You know, it's definitely a barrier that's had to be broken down over many, many years. Women in the automotive industry, and not just in the automotive industry, but working in the automotive industry and in the garage. And, you know, we are certainly just as capable as any man, woman, child, alien of any color, race, or ethnicity.
Alien.
As anyone, you know? So I always joke and say if we had a cooking show, nobody would ask any questions.
Right, nobody
Although
would question us.
Although the men
us.
Are taking over in that world.
Because
yeah.
we've
you know?
Got a wrench in our hand.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute.
But I do think things are changing. It's definitely changed a lot, even over the last 10, 15 years. From when I was first coming up in the industry to now, it's drastically different.
It's interesting because it almost, believe it or not, if you flip it on its ear, it's almost a little bit of an advantage because if you go in and you wow somebody with your talent and your capabilities, then you become almost like, we got to have her. So I think if you deal with it right, you could turn a lemon into lemonade. And that to me is almost an advantage in some ways
it's,
that ladies should take advantage of.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Can We're be pink a huge, lemonade, by
right?
the way.
Pink lemonade. There
I
you
hate
go.
Pink. It can be definitely an advantage, but it's also not always.
Christy Lee and Bogey Latiner here from All Girls Garage. I don't want to get it wrong.
I appreciate it.
And on Velocity Channel, what night do you guys air?
We're actually Saturday mornings and then repeat Sunday mornings. And then once in a while, you'll catch us in the evenings doing repeats.
And isn't this a couple of years now? How many years?
Season five. So we still have episodes to shoot for season five. We're actually shooting next week.
That is so awesome.
And then we'll start shooting season six, fingers crossed, in January. You can catch our show on Saturdays and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can also catch some of our episodes on Velocity Go, the Velocity Go app. So you can watch the full episode online, digital access, all that jazz if you don't catch it when it actually airs on the big boob tube.
And on iTunes still, right? You can still purchase them on iTunes too.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. I normally do this to like husbands and wives and father and son. But I want to know what you like best, Christy, about Bogey. And then I'm going to ask you the same.
What I like best about Bogey, I can't pick just one thing. No, honestly, I truly love this girl. We probably have way more fun than we ever should on what you'd like to call our working set. But yeah, I know she's awesome. She's been a great friend, mentor, counterpart, troublemaker, partner in crime along the way for the past 5 years in many capacities, both on the show and off the show. So she's amazing. I love her.
Bogey?
Checks in the mail.
What do you like about Christy?
I concur. Christy is amazing, and I am so grateful that we got paired up on the show and got to work with each other and come into each other's lives. And we have a blast. You make it fun. I don't know if I would have survived 5 seasons without you. I've learned so much from her. And we adore each other, and I'm so grateful for that.
That's nice. It's always good because you know each other better than anybody, right?
Wait, hold on.
All Girls Garage on Velocity Channel. Watch them. They are unbelievable. You guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back with more of our pioneering performance stage and some of the pioneers of our industry right here at the Shell Pavilion.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Welcome back to the Pioneering Performance Stage. I'm Alan Taylor here in the Shell Display. Mark Corus is joining us. He's the CEO of Covercraft. And you guys are a little older than 50 years. I think 50 years was your last year.
Yeah, we got 51 now, Alan.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it
is. So, Mark, I have been using your products for years, and I see that you guys have continued to completely expand into a realm that nobody would ever expect from the Carhartt partnership. So where if you're, you know, you're an outdoors person and you want to have a Carhartt cover because you wear Carhartt clothes, right, you guys make the Carhartt covers. But now you have a whole new line. Let's talk about what's going on for 2016 and 17.
Well, we've really put a lot of effort against fabric innovation and design. And today, just looking around the lot here, so many of these cars are personalized, whether it's the equipment or the color or however they've finished these vehicles. And we felt it was time that we brought some innovation and some personalization to the car cover business. So we're introducing several really exciting prints and patterns that appeal to men, women, the more youthful car owners. And it was time that we got away from just tan and gray. It's so boring. So we're bringing some fashion.
I was going to say, fashion, I mean, it's literally going to come out of my mouth, because at the end of the day, if I've got a car that's six figures, that car is important to me. So I'm not going to cover it up with an old sheet or something. I want something on there that's either an indoor car cover, or God forbid, if I have to keep it outside, I want to have the best outside car cover. And you guys make them both, but now you make so many different variations. The newest one, which is this kind of see-through? What do you call that?
Yeah, it's translucent. We call it view shield.
Translucent. So you can kind of see the car, kind of the shadow of the car underneath it, because you can actually see through it. I love that.
You can see the chrome, the headlights. You can actually see the car. And this $200,000 car you're talking about, why not see it instead of having that gray or tan blob sitting in your garage?
Right, blob. You know, it's funny. I was at Amelia Island Concours one day, and I saw these $10, $15, $20 million cars with ill-fitting car covers on them because there was a rainstorm that came by. And they were pulling car covers out of every nook and cranny. But most of these car covers didn't fit. And I thought, what is that? They've got a $10 or $15 million car, and they don't have a cover that fits it? I don't think they know that you guys will make a car cover for anything, for any car.
We will, and we probably have the pattern. We've got almost 400,000 patterns in our library, and that's for cars and dash mats and seat covers and other things. But, yeah, our custom fit is the best.
And then when you talk about, you know, fashion and patterns, what kind of patterns are you talking about with the, you know, floral designs? Or what do you got? What do you got going on there?
Yeah, so we're calling it the graphic series.
Okay.
And we've done some camo prints, including the new Prime 1 camo, which a lot of people are touting will be the hottest thing in the camo market. It's more reflective of a reptile or a predator than it is the woods. And sitting next to one of these woodsy prints, it makes the woodsy prints look like something out of the 50s or 60s. It's exciting, and it's vibrant colors, and again, the opportunity to do something that's more personalized, we think, is really the key.
Well, and you guys aren't just about car covers, too, because I know you make seat covers and dash mats and a lot of different products. Maybe you could walk through some of that.
Sure. Our ensemble, if you will, is both for the exterior and the interior of the car. So dash mats, floor mats, seat covers. We do a series of products for traveling with your pet, which we call our canine products.
That's great stuff.
The UVS sun shield, We make hundreds of thousands of those a year. And we actually invented that foldable accordion design, patented it. The patent expired a few years ago. But we were the leader. And speaking of leadership, you know, as the market leader in so many of these categories, we feel that we have the obligation to lead the industry. So we're going to force that with this new innovation.
Nice. Well, I know I'm going to get one of these View Shield car covers for my Viper because I like to walk into my shop, and even if it's covered, I still want to see it under there.
Yeah.
So I got to check that out.
We'll get you one for sure.
Mark Corris, thank you very much. CEO of Covercraft, 51 years now. They've got everything to protect your car inside and out. Car covers, seat covers, floor mats, dash mats, you name it. You guys got it. You do a great job. Thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks for having us on the program.
More folks here on the stage, at the live stage, at the Shell Pavilion. I'm Alan Taylor, celebrating 50 years of SEMA. We'll be right back. Covercraft products you know and trust are now available directly to you at Covercraft.com. You'll find custom car covers manufactured with high-performance fabrics, Carhartt seat covers in new Realtree camo patterns, dash mat dashboard covers, Colgan custom bras, specialty protection products from K9 Covers, and a whole bunch more. Be sure to use the code DRIVE at checkout to receive free shipping in the continental U.S. Get protection for whatever you drive at Covercraft.com.
Auto News. Exclusive interviews. Real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, everybody. I'm here on the pioneering performance stage for Shell. Joining me right now is Ricky Miller, Senior Technical Services over at 3M Auto. 3M Auto Aftermarket Auto Division, 2017 new products. You have all kinds of great stuff going on. 3M is just huge.
Oh, yeah, 3M's very huge. We got, you know, we got our fingers in everything.
Yeah, you do.
You know, so there's, no matter where you go or what you see or what you do, there's either a 3M product being used or a 3M product was made, it was used to make something that you're using.
So I'm looking at a couple of these things here. Rust prevention spray. Now, for me, I live on the West Coast. I don't have to worry too much about salty roads and what have you. But if I get done building a car, and I've had that car maybe acid dipped, or maybe I had it, you know, sandblasted or media blasted or whatever, and there's some areas that are exposed, and, you know, maybe I'm thinking that's the kind of product I need to get, make sure that I cover up so that I don't have a rust issue later on, because I'm about to spend perhaps upward of $100,000 restoring a car or customizing a car. I like the idea of a rust prevention spray. Tell me about that.
So the rust prevention spray, basically, it'll go, you can put it in quarters. So if you put on a new quarter, you have the seams, the hem flange.
Ah.
So once you do all your paint work, this will go in between there, and it will actually flow into all your cracks and crevices. That way it prevents the moisture from getting
and
in.
And then it hardens up. So it flows and then hardens up?
It doesn't harden up. It stays pliable.
Pliable so that it can flex.
Yes.
Okay. But it still hardens up. It doesn't stay liquefied.
Yes.
It just, yeah, hardens up to a pliable state.
Yep. Yeah. So if you are doing a restoration, professionals are using this now.
Right.
So we thought we'd put it on the consumer side.
Wow.
So professionals call it cavity wax.
Yeah.
So if you put it on a rocker, put it on a door skin, put it on a quarter, a trunk panel, a frame rail, or even if you buy a new vehicle and you live up north and with all the salt spray,
right?
You know, all the salt they put on the roads, you can spray this in all those cavities. It's a very thin wand. It's a quarter inch in diameter.
Ah.
So you can get it into all kind of access
points. So it has a little wand it comes with.
It's actually, the wand is 36 inches.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
So is it a pump? Is it an aerosol?
It's an aerosol.
Wow.
It's in a spray can. So
oh,
it's a 12-ounce can for the consumer.
Okay. And you just find out these areas where you think it might leak or where you know it's going to, you know, have a problem with water getting in places that you don't want it to.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you want it to, if you have a new vehicle and you want to protect it to make
right,
it last longer, you can take this and find the access points in a frame rail and spray all through the frame rail.
Right.
The rocker, a lot of rockers have plugs, and you can remove that rubber plug, spray it all through there. It actually has a tip on the end of the wand that sprays 360 degrees.
You know why I started out with that media blasting? Because I'm about to have one done. And that was my first thought was, I'm going to have this thing all media blasted, and it's going to be raw metal. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm going to put a roof skin on. It's an El Camino. And I'm thinking, I got to get me some of this. Because while I have that car in the raw, I'm thinking, I want to spray that all over.
Well, that's what you don't want to do that yet.
Okay, that's why. This is what you got to teach us.
So this material, the rust preventer, will actually go on after it's painted.
It's after, okay.
After it's painted.
Ah.
Yep.
So I'm sure you have stuff from before also. You know, some sort of, you know, whether it's, you know, panel, you know, once you put on a new panel, behind the panel, and while you have access to things, like because my roof skin, I got everything out of there, and I'm going to put a roof skin, like you were saying, I'm going to have areas where we weld it. I'm sure 3M's got products for all these kind of things.
Yeah, well, something like that, you want to take like an epoxy primer or something and spray all your inner structural before you put the roof
on. So epoxy primer is all I need.
Epoxy primer is really
good.
Once you put your roof on, after you weld it, when you weld it, it's going to burn off some of that epoxy primer
right.
or whatever coating you may apply. So after you paint it, this is where you would take the rust preventer, and then you would spray it in all these cavities to make sure that's protected from anything. Because even if you're putting a quarter on and it's coated with some kind of rust preventer, you might scratch it.
Yeah.
Scratch your inner coating putting it on.
Yeah.
Because how many times are you going to pre-fit a panel?
Right.
Pre-fit a quarter, pre-fit a door skin.
Bunch
something's going to get scratched.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, lots of good products. 3M Auto. I've been using your products when I was a car painter. Oh my gosh, it's been
at least a couple days, right?
30 some years ago. Ricky Miller, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
3M Auto. Where's a great place for them to visit on the web?
3mcollision.com or bondo.com.
All right. There you go. I'm Alan Taylor. This is the Pioneering Performance Stage here at SEMA 2016.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor, a show brought to you in part by Dodge, Born Dodge. We're going to head back to the 50th anniversary of SEMA, the big trade show in Las Vegas for all things aftermarket. Joining us now is Mark Mathot. He is from the magazine Cartoons.
Hey, nicely done.
Did you hear that?
Wow.
Give a shout out over there, huh?
There's the magazine right there.
You do have fans, brother.
Biggest fan.
Oh, wow.
Your wife is like,
that's so good. No, she's over there.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, oops, sorry.
I'm telling you, that's a different wife.
His wife, oh. Well, your friend over there. Anyway. So this is issue number 5.
Yeah, issue number 5. When we met with Mark last year, he had brought out the introductory issue.
Right. Yep.
The trial issue.
The trial one. But it was such a good trial. I mean, seriously, Alan, I don't know if you were inspired by this when you were a kid. But I couldn't wait to get my hands on this.
It's so perfect for young people and us guys.
Well, and you know what was cool for me is I can't draw at all. I'm not a real good artist, either like Ronald Templeton or Chip Foose, for that matter. But in these magazines, they used to teach you how to draw certain things.
And we brought that back, too.
Yeah, and they brought that back.
That's
okay?
Awesome.
And what is even more epic about this, and I love to... brag on myself, but I actually graced the pages of this.
What?
In issue 2.
Yep.
Issue 2, Skidmark Show became Cartoons.
That's awesome.
And I got to tell you, that's like a bucket list right there.
Totally, man.
When you've become a cartoon.
Is this a centerfold in here?
Yep, every issue comes with a centerfold poster.
It's got a centerfold.
Yeah, look at that.
Okay, we can't show the camera.
Not that kind of centerfold.
All right, we'll show you.
Yes.
That's cool, man. That is cool.
So it's been a year, brother. You've been on the road. You've been hitting it hard. I'm seeing cartoons popping up everywhere. How's it been?
It's been a long journey, and a year later, we're still here, so that's great. And we're all across Canada and the U.S. in major retail stores.
Wow, you got some nice distribution.
Yeah, I actually had to go to like 7 Walmarts because I would go in there and I'd buy up every copy when I was in it. Yeah, I was trying to pump up that issue number 2 because I was hoping to be a series.
So like cartoons is in Walmarts. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah, Barnes & Noble and Walmart.
Barnes & Noble, a lot of major retail stores all across the nation.
Wow,
so.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's not easy to do, man.
It is not easy to do.
So your dream is now coming true.
It is coming true, and we're pushing to go forward. A lot of people are still finding out cartoons is back. That's my main goal, is to try and find out how do I reach out to these people and bring back, to let them know cartoons
so
is here.
So how do you find content? I mean, obviously this guy right here is perfect content. He's a giant what? Cartoon character in himself.
Ouch.
Right? No, that's a compliment, man.
Well,
an animated version of you is good. I could see you on TV on a cartoon.
On
the pages.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
You know, I'm serious. We'll talk to some animators. But how do you find content?
Well, the best part is my artists create the content. So it helps out in a
whatever
lot of ways.
Inspires them.
Yeah, and they come up with really great stories that are entertaining. It's family-friendly, so kids can read the magazine. I've gotten a lot of emails that kids are actually learning to read from cartoons because it entertains them, right?
Right, right. Well, that's awesome. The best way to learn anything is to be entertained by it, right?
Well, not only that, but what was interesting, too, about the magazine is, you know, he also brought back some of the original artists from cartoons.
Nice.
George Trosley.
George Trosley is probably the one everybody remembers the most. Yeah. He did the how-to draws and Crash and Bernie.
Here it is. It is issue number 5 of Cartoons. Mike Mathot, thank you very much for gracing our stage a second year. Congratulations on, you know, the beginning of something great with Cartoons Magazine. And I think
There's many more years to come.
I hope that you brought me a T-shirt because I've been wearing mine from last year and it's a little tattered.
Definitely.
So and good.
If somebody wants to get a subscription or any of the back issues, you can go to cartoonsmag.com.
Cartoonsmag.com.
So I can go order more copies of my issue?
Yep.
I'm in issue number 2, guys. Go online and order that one. I want to be at the most record-breaking issue ever sold.
I say let's throw out some T-shirts for everybody.
Let's give out some T-shirts. You guys want some cartoon T-shirts?
You better have an extra large you leave behind.
Where's that big fan of you? Where's your number one fan? She better get up here for a T-shirt.
Anybody want any cartoon shirts?
Anybody want any cartoon T-shirts?
Thank you, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You're listening to the Entertainment Radio Network. Brands you trust, people you love. ERN brings magazines to life, like the show you're listening to right now. Check out ernlive.com for more of your favorite magazine radio shows and many others. And check out our videos, too. That's ernlive.com. You can also listen to free podcasts of our shows at ernlive.com. Magazines brought to life on your radio, when you want and where you want. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right.
Hey, we're back live on the Pioneering Performance Stage in the Shell Pavilion, just outside the Grand Lobby doors at SEMA 2016. 50 years of SEMA. Jeff Allen and I, I'm Alan Taylor, on stage interviewing the best of the best and one of the best airbrush artists in the world is Ryan Rhino Templeton from Blasted by Rhino.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing?
Rhino, you have been busy, man.
Actually, this year has been just as busy as last year. I do miss doing the demos over
that
here in the
cool
corner.
We did, right?
That was fun last year, but I've been doing with West Coast Customs again, doing their class over there, teaching people how to airbrush that have never airbrushed in their life, sitting down for 4 hours and pulling off a cool skull in a round 7-inch circle.
You started in this industry a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Yes.
And you've seen it come a long way.
Oh, it definitely.
Yeah. And one of the cool things is being able to follow your journey. You know, I first discovered you on Trick My Truck.
Yes,
and
that was...
I loved watching those
I first found him digging in a trash can.
Okay, well, you guys have a farther back relationship than I
do. We don't want to release too much information, but maybe once or twice.
What I loved about that show and I loved about the people that were on that show was the fact of that feel-good thing that they were doing for people. You know, you inspired a lot of things. In fact... whether he admits it or not, and he probably would, was even Chip Foose with Overhauling wanted to be more like Trick My Truck as the seasons progressed. I don't know if you knew.
We actually did an appearance together in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he actually mentioned to me about how he wanted his show to be more like ours because I think we have enough drama in the world as it is. We don't want to see it on TV, right?
Well, some people do.
I guess most people do, right?
Yeah.
But no, it was really cool to get that kind of a compliment from Chip when we were doing that and say that he wanted to be more like our show. And then it came out to be like that, too. So
yeah,
really cool to see it happen.
That's a really cool thing because, you know, anytime somebody, you know, imitates you, it's flattering, you know.
Definitely.
And then, Rhino and I have a really good past. We went into Car Warriors together, which was...
the old Car Warriors.
The 72-hour build-off, you know, and...
9 weeks straight.
Yeah, and what was interesting about that was we put these all-star team together and all-star builders, and a lot of them were selected here from SEMA, but I knew right away from the moment I went in there, I was like, we have to have somebody like Rhino that's in there that can deliver the paint because, you know, that's the thing that... all cars are judged on,
right,
whether
exactly.
you know it or not.
That's the first thing they walk up to. I mean, if you put two identical cars, one's painted black and one custom painted black with some flames or something, they're going to gravitate towards the one that's custom painted before they go over to the other one that's stock.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And you know,
so,
I have this relationship with Rhino because I was an airbrush artist as well.
Yes.
And a car painter as well. I know. I've showed him.
Hey, now, you learn something new every day. Huh?
Well, I knew that about you, but I just wanted to be shocked for camera.
But you know what? He's so generous. I got to tell you, he did a beautiful headliner. He airbrushed a headliner, a fiberglass headliner, for a Mustang we built for Patriot Outreach. And we auctioned it off with eBay Motors and raised $50,000 for the military folks.
Oh, nice.
With Patriot Outreach for those with PTSD. And Rhino, you did it with a smile, with a great attitude every inch of the way, and that is today one of my favorite of all-time airbrushings that I've ever seen. It was an American flag with an eagle, with a soldier saluting.
Statue of Liberty, the fireworks going off.
It was unbelievable, man.
On the headliner, so you didn't see
it. I thanked you before, but I want to tell you, I want to thank you again, man. You're a generous guy, and you're also a good father. I watch you with your son. You have accomplished more in your life than you have any idea because of all the good you do with your talent.
Is he airbrushing yet?
He's actually, I got him, he's heavily into fishing, so I got him airbrushing his own
what
fishing lures now.
What is he, six,
lures
seven?
He's nine now.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. Blink and 4 years go by.
He's got a goatee, too, Jeff.
Oh,
he was
nine.
Actually born with a mohawk, and now he has one, and I grew my hair out. So for once, I'm actually professional looking, I guess.
So what other projects you have going on inside of here that you brought to SEMA?
Well, we did three cars for Linex. We got two cars over at West Coast Customs. I did a 67 Corvette with an American flag on it, all 50 stars, 13 stripes, 18,750 stitches, hand-stitched on the stars alone by hand, one by one. And it looks just like a flag was draped over the car.
Wow.
That's sitting over at the West Coast Customs booth, too.
What do you mean, stitch? I don't understand.
What we did, you've seen how I work over there when I did the demos last year. I put a stars down in it and laid it out on the pattern of the flag. I glazed color over it, and I took an X-Acto blade to a 67 Vet and scratched it back to make it look like It was stitched.
Oh,
so layer the
God.
Color on and scrape it back. So it actually looks like somebody sewn.
God.
I'm taking X-Acto blades, the Corvettes.
I know. And only you can do it, right?
Yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
Golly. 18,000. How many you counted?
18,000. Well, it was 75 from point to point times 5 times 50. And then I also did the stitching in between each stripe, too. So one by one, all the way down, was stitched just like a flag was.
Well, the folks that are unbelievable artists, that have the talent that Rhino has, it is such a rare thing. And Rhino, you are truly one of the best in our industry for so many reasons. But your talent is good, your personality is good, and your heart is good.
Well, you know, and it's not too often you get to do what you love for a living.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? So if you get to enjoy that in life, hey, win-win right there, right?
Well,
that's right.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
We will always be friends, and I will always help you whenever you call. And just so you know, I'm going to call you first, so get ready.
And vice versa, because there's a lot of cool things going on, too, that we've got coming up for next year already getting planned out. So
well,
I want to be involved
we will,
with Shell and everything else, because this is awesome to be here.
You're
be
part of the Shell
included
family.
Into this family here is the Shell.
That's right.
Booth for 2016.
That's right. Rhino Templeton, everybody.
Rhino Templeton,
Rhino.
Guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Give him a big round of applause.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Alan Taylor with Jeff Allen. This is the pioneering performance stage here at SEMA, celebrating 50 years. Joining us is that little lady there, Jesse Combs and Teresa Contreras, BMW celebrity representative. What are you doing with BMW?
We took a BMW R9T, which is got one of their classic boxer engine motorcycles, and we completely customized it from pretty much front to back, top to bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Last time you were on stage, you were driving like a frame of a car with an engine in front of it on the Race of Gentlemen on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, I was
with a leather helmet and goggles, right?
Yeah, which is all of the marketing. So if you see any of the banners or get any of my postcards, that's from
And I
that
think,
last
aren't
year.
You like on the first trip to the moon also on.
Yeah, I just set a new land speed record of 477.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
I just set another world land speed record.
Thank you.
You're so shy.
Hey, it is what it is.
I love that about you, though. You know, you're just one of the guys kind of thing. You know, you're doing your thing, having fun with it, setting world records.
And
he's got a world record of how many days he can wear shoe covers in a row on a stage.
No, I mean, I have to reveal my shoes. I didn't bring a car this year,
I'm
so
looking
I'm going
to
reveal my shoes.
11
o'clock.
I want to know what's underneath
11
there.
O'clock, we reveal the shoes.
They look really fancy.
And by the way, I have to mention, Teresa, your ink. Show Jeff. A spark,
the spark plug.
I love that.
I go way back with this girl. We go back to the Car Warriors days.
I know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
I didn't know.
You know, this is like a reunion.
This
all right?
is too good.
We brought her team in. They went head-to-head. They knocked it out of the park. They bit a bitchin' truck.
Well, these
in 48
hours.
In 48 hours. So I challenge anybody to do that because it was one of those trucks that was, you know, we were proud to show that truck after 48 hours. Some of the cars weren't so proud
and
to show.
And it was drivable.
It was drivable.
That's what their family does. They do amazing builds in ridiculous turnaround times.
And I found out she worked on the Underdog project with Sung Kang.
Yeah, that's correct. That was an amazing project to be part of for sure. I did the paintwork on it.
You did? Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Oh,
nice.
I've seen
How
you
How much
before.
Time did you get for that?
What? Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I know. You know, There was a few months, but it, of course the paintwork, it was a couple of weeks that we got, and it kind of in between, right? I know. Oh, good. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you did a doggone good job, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You did. You knocked it out of the park.
I think we were still working on it, you know, as it was sitting
while it was in the trailer on its way here and sitting here. Oh,
paint was drying still. Yes, that happens.
Well, Jesse, let's talk for a moment about this thing you blew past, which is that world land speed record. What was that like?
It's intense. I mean, you're in a hyper-focus moment, so you're not really paying attention to everything else that's going around you except for right in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's so fast, it's slow, it's so loud, it's quiet, it's so bumpy, it's smooth, and I really don't feel the thrill of it until the car stops.
Yeah. So when you were doing
477.59.
Shy of 500 miles an hour, the fastest woman on the stage.
Anyway. Fastest woman on four wheels. That's legit.
Seriously, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm trying to break one more record, and it's Kitty O'Neill's record she set back in 1976 at 512.
By the way, there's a feather on your ear.
I know, it's a little bird. I brought a little bird with me today.
So while you were going 470-some-odd miles an hour, were there moments where you were like, oh, my God, I'm going to pee my pants?
I've done 440 in the past, so I basically just broke my own record.
No, it was nothing for you.
I'm getting more and more used to driving at speeds like that, but though it's not a scary thing for me. I think that's why I was kind of born for this car and born to drive and born to race.
It's in your blood.
It really is. But this year was a little sketchy. I got a little off course. The steering wasn't cooperating like it should have, but then my parachutes didn't deploy. So when my parachutes didn't deploy, I tried stopping for basically 3.5 miles, and I thought for a brief moment, I was like, today might be my last day. And then as I got closer to the bushes, I'm like, I might completely destroy the car. I might have some broken bones and bruises, but I'm going to be okay.
I'm going to live at least.
I'm going to live. And then the car literally stopped 2 bushes in. My rear wheels were still on the dry lake bed and everything was safe. Nothing happened to the car. Nothing happened to me.
Oh,
I mean, my heart
God.
Was out of my chest for sure.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
So it went from, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Oh, no, it's just broken legs, broken arms. Oh, no, maybe it's just a bruise. Oh, I'm okay.
But if you reverse, like, 30 seconds before that, it was like, I so got this record. Oh, crap, I'm not steering. Oh no, I'm not stopping.
Right. Do we have audio of this?
Yeah, so see, were you talking to anybody?
There is audio going through, but my voice got a little heightened, if you can say. So it's hard to. I'm the only one who can decipher what I'm really saying in the car.
Squealing.
Yeah. I'm sure there was probably a lot of foul words.
There was a little more intensity in the moment.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So now back to the BMW thing.
Yes.
How do you get involved in that type of a deal? I mean, land speed record over here. Craftsman, a race of gentlemen, and driving on just a frame and a chassis and a steering wheel and an engine on the beach.
I think the most important thing is that Teresa and I, we started a company called Real Deal.
What's it called?
Real Deal.
Real Deal.
Yeah, because we are the real deal.
We are super
hands-on. We do everything we can to educate our youth and our females about what the possibilities and of having a career in the automotive industry is all about. So we are so hands-on that we do a lot of stuff in the industry. And we had a chance to meet Sarah. And Sarah is the marketing manager for BMW. We met her at a hand-built motorcycle show months ago. And she's like, hey, we want you guys to do Build. And so we're like, I think this is going to be a really good thing because we're such a new brand and we really want to try and expose those possibilities.
So Real Deal built a really hot BMW motorcycle. Well, congratulations on your land speed record.
Thank you.
And congratulations for the duo there, the Real Deal.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse and Teresa, you guys are the best.
Yeah, well, I owe everything on the motorcycle to this girl. She kept me on track. She designed the bike. She painted the bike. And I basically just followed through when I had time in my schedule. Yeah.
Jesse Combs and Teresa Contreras, you guys are the best. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Pioneers of Performance, World Land Speed Record. And a hell of a good car gal, painter, motorcycles, you name it, she can do it. We'll be right back. There's more. Jeff and I will be on stage with some great champions and pioneers of performance right here in the Shell Pavilion. Stay with us.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time. All while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Yeah.
Welcome back. It is the Pioneering Performance Stage here at the Shell 50th anniversary of SEMA.
And I'm Alan Taylor.
And I'm Jeff Allen.
I don't even have
what
a Jeff.
There?
I don't even have a Jeff.
We switched places.
Wait a minute. My whiskers are growing at an extreme rate. I'm Alan Taylor. He's Jeff Allen. You're Steve Mank. Don't try to mess with us. Conestoga Motors out of Canada, right?
Originally, yeah. Oklahoma now.
Now in Oklahoma, that's right. But I could hear that twang.
Oh, jeez.
Either way, it's a Canadian twang or a Oklahoma twang.
Go from Canadian twang when I'm a teenager, when we first moved to the States, to Boston, Massachusetts for 5 years. And then Kansas City.
Oh. So let me
junior
tell
high
Steve,
school kids are like, are you serious?
Exactly. I got to tell my story about Steve.
Jeff, go ahead. So I'm going to let you go with that one.
I'm doing, Hot August Nights in Reno. I was the grand marshal, and so I'm doing the live stage like this. And all of a sudden, the porta potties are right here. And the show starts. It's live radio on 100 radio stations. And this truck pulls up behind us. So that we didn't. This has a nice hard backdrop, but we had no backdrop. So now I've got a honey wagon, if you know what I mean.
I know
right
what
behind
a honey
us,
wagon is.
The guy pulls the throttle. It's like, and I start describing what is happening behind us. And I had no idea who was going to be on the show. I'm live on the radio, and I said, "Well, we've got the honey wagon behind us, about to pump the porta potties clean. So bear with us here on 100 radio stations." And Steve Mank comes walking up, going, "What have I gotten myself into?"
Yeah. First, I'm following the honey wagon, right. And now I'm following Gene Winfield.
So he's following.
Hey,
Gene
things
Winfield.
Have gone up a lot,
things,
haven't they?
Because I'm now just working little, with Jeff. Shell. I moved from the porta potty area to the front of SEMA, right?
Absolutely.
It's all who
absolutely.
You run with.
Yep.
That's right.
So, Steve, you said, you know, you've known Gene Winfield for a long time.
Long
he's one
time.
Of the
good
greats.
Friend.
You also have been in movie cars and stuff.
Yeah, I was a little later, though, through the 80s. In the 80s, still, when there was a lot of TV shows that had automobile connection, Dukes of Hazzard, Knight Rider, A-Team, all that. I was lucky enough to work with Carl Casper at Hollywood Productions involved in those automobiles and on some of the build teams for them. But the best one, dream job for a kid that was 29 years old, we got the contract to build the Batmobiles, Batski boats, and even those goofy big yellow ducks for the Michael Keaton Batman movies.
Wow.
And that was insanity. I'm glad I did it then because, even, you know, you get into a project like that, and I know Jeff's got to know because he does this stuff. You turn into a machine and just get through it and get it done.
That's right.
And for the first year, because of the numbers that we had to build, it was nonstop. We did 100 hours a week for 51 weeks, no time off, and except for Christmas Day the first year.
Wow. That's some hours, man. By the way.
But you know what the deadlines are when it comes to doing a movie production, and nothing can fail.
No. That is one deadline that cannot be gray at all, because if it is, we're sorry. You know, right. You're out.
And that's I want right. you to know the Mank is a big fan of Jeff Allen.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
He doesn't remember, you know, when I was just a fan and I come
you
up to him and said hi.
You were just a little kid. Somehow I don't believe the color of your hair and the color of his hair that you were a kid watching him on TV, unless he was a child star.
I wish I was a child star.
No, I was a child star when I was on TV.
Oh, there you go.
I think everybody at Spike was.
So now what projects have you got going on lately? I know you've been involved with some pretty high-profile ones. I'll let you tell the world. I don't want to get in trouble.
I've been real fortunate. Again, just because of the stupid stuff I can do with these hands, as long as I don't hurt them, the last couple of years I've been involved pretty heavily with Chip.
Chip Foos.
I don't even need to say Chip? The last name with Chip. Last year,
what he's going to tell
the Riddler,
you,
the Riddler
Chip
Award
doesn't actually do the work.
Oh, you, I'm out.
No,
Jeff knows better.
Oh, yeah, I know
better. You know, I've been. It's funny. I met Chip a few years ago.
Yeah,
and there was a gentleman in front of me that I let go in front of me. He was in a wheelchair, and Chip was so cool. I admired the guy. I was like, you know, one of these days I want to be on TV and I want to be like Chip.
Right.
I can't draw like him, but I watched this guy. And the guy was talking to him, and Chip was just drawing, and he drew him a car right there in front of me in 5 minutes.
Does it all the time.
And I was just like, that is so cool.
Insane, isn't it?
It's insane.
And it doesn't matter what it is. You tell him what it is, and literally within 5 minutes, it's done.
I'll tell you what kind of guy Chip Foos is, and I've known him for 20-some-odd years. I hadn't seen him in about a year, and I saw him out near his truck, and I was walking out, and he was walking in, and so I just kind of went a high five. He grabbed my hand. He stopped me. He pulled me back, and he goes, "How you doing?" his wife was going and his people were going. He stopped, and he must get that 1,000 times a day.
It's insane. And he won't leave. He will not stop until everybody that wants to get to see him sees him.
It's amazing. So we have people in this industry that are truly, I don't know, they're just rare people.
I'll give you a little bit of story. Because I've been lucky enough to know Chip for, like yourself, a long time, over 20 years. Because of Tane and my wife. She knew him first.
There you go. He gave you credit right here.
Right, yeah, right out of the box.
It's in the history books.
People ask me all the time, you know, because everybody knows what overhauling is. Is Chip really like that? And I say, okay, at the end of any given episode, when you see Chip doing the reveal and giving the car back, and you see Chip get choked up, that's Chip Boots.
Yeah, right. Right.
I mean, the guy's just
there's phenomenal. A heart and soul in there twice the size it should be.
Oh, man. But like I say, I've been lucky enough for the last couple of years. We were up in Detroit year before last with the 65 Impala known as the Imposter.
Did you just get chills talking about that? Because it's not cold.
Especially when you're Canadian, right? And so we've been touring the Imposter since we won the Riddler Award. And
incredible car, by the way.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I've had it for a year and a half touring it, and I will still sit in front of that car and look at it, and it just is mind-blowing. But we've got a couple more projects coming up with Chip. Hopefully, which one of them will include the Hemispheres, if you guys know what those cars, the rear Hemi-engine cars that he originally started out doing a project with Chrysler with. But, so my shop has been kind of on the slow skid since I've been doing a lot of stuff with Chip. And my customers are understanding because I know I do so many different things. But there comes a point, you know, when my phone blows up when they see me on the road somewhere going, are you ever going home?
Yeah, is my car getting ready? So do you have any shop projects that you're working on that are, like, going to be supercar-type things in your life?
No. A lot of the high-profile stuff that I do is with other guys who we've all known each other before. TV liked us, you know?
That's right.
And so at my shop, most of the stuff I do is for the average guy. I mean, they'll spend, you know, $100,000 or less. Right now in my shop, I've got a 68 GTO, everyday driver car for a guy. I'm hot-rodding another Nash Metropolitan with a small block. Yeah. 75 Buick convertible, so on the ground, slammed custom, and a 63 Chevy pickup. Now I have those four complete builds going, and I'm never home.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, he's like all of us. I think I have about 10 projects. Some of them I've had 10 years. So, you know, that's it's an act of love. You just keep on twiddling away at
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. You know, we just don't ever stop.
I mean,
it just, if it's in you and if that's what drives you, you know, you don't care. You just keep doing it.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to come over and be on our stage. Steve,
appreciate Bank, it, guys.
Steve, one of the good guys. So cool to meet you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much
you
for being on the stage.
You just know if you have him work on your car, when you see him on the road, you call him up and go, hey, get back to work.
Do something else.
Steve, good seeing you, man.
Thank you, sir.
More here on the stage from the Shell Pavilion right after these messages. Stay with us.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. I'm Alan Taylor on the Pioneering Performance Stage here in the Shell Pavilion. And I have the stage right now with my friend Lance Standard, CEO of Superformance. Tell the world what Superformance is.
Okay, Superformance is a company that specializes in the building of 60s legends. All the 60s American muscle cars that shall be made famous, we specialize in them. We have from the Shelby Cobra that started in 1962. We go through to the FIA Cobra that Carroll raced and was very, very successful with. And then, of course, we have the Shelby Daytona Coupe, CSX 9000 edition, that was just an amazing car. Won a world championship for Shelby and for America. We then progressed through to the GT40s. We started with the original GT40, the Mark II, that raced at Le Mans and won in 1966. And, of course, we're really proud to be part of Ford winning Le Mans again.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
50th anniversary of that, too.
It's, 50th anniversary of the GT40. It's a car that's been just a runaway success. They originally built just around 100 of them. Sue Performance has built about 250 of them already. And we then, about 10 years ago, got a license agreement from General Motors to build the Corvette Grand Sport. And that is, of course, the icon of the Corvette racing career back in the 60s. Only five originals existed, and we now build the Corvette Grand Sport. Really exciting for
us. Nice. So, Sue Performance Drift Cobras? What are you into now?
Yeah, no, that's been a lot of fun. We've been doing this for about the last 6 years, and usually we just bring a standard Sue Performance Cobra to SEMA, four Ford out front, and they're so gracious to have us run the cars. We take all the people around in them, but for the last 2 years, we've been working on a Drift Cobra. And a Cobra is a really tough car to drift. It's only a 90-inch wheelbase. It doesn't like to do that. But
that's why it did
crazy.
So well, didn't it?
Yep.
That's because it just wouldn't cut loose.
It was a race car that couldn't go around a corner. It didn't have to go sideways.
Right.
But the Cobra does really well as a drift car, and we love doing it every year at SEMA.
Talk about this Low-Volume Manufacturers Act of 2015. You guys are a low-volume manufacturer.
Yeah, that's correct. Sue Performance has always been a low-volume manufacturer. We had to trade in what was known as the kit car industry in America. But around the world, we've sold our products as complete manufactured cars. And just in the U.S., we've had to bring them in as turnkey minus, as we called it. Now, with the Low-Volume Manufacturer Act, which we're really excited about, you know, Senator John Campbell did a lot of work almost 8 years ago to start this out. And we really struggled to get the act passed. But the final coup was when SEMA took over and got involved. And they're just the most incredible organization. And we wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for SEMA getting that act passed for us. It's going to make a massive difference to my company and a lot of other companies. Great job creation, Bill.
Well, congratulations, because I can only imagine what that really feels like to you guys after being called a kit car for so many years.
Yeah, it's really hurt. And when we've known our cars have always been factory manufactured, brand new, all the parts are new, and we've built almost 5,000 vehicles now.
Wow, that's fantastic. 50th anniversary of the GT40. Are you guys doing anything special with that?
Yes, we actually did. We launched the 50th anniversary of the GT40 with Shelby American. It was our runaway success. We launched it at Barrett Jackson last year, and all 50 of them were sold. Were sold.
So you built 20
of the 50th anniversaries. That's correct.
Can you talk a little bit about the Corvette Grand Sport? You touched on that for a second. This is a special car.
Yeah, you know, the Corvette's a car that is, you know, it's America's favorite sports car. It really is. And the new Corvettes are just the most incredible car you can imagine. For the money, bar none, there is no car that touches a Corvette for value for money and performance. And, you know, the mid-year Corvettes, the Stingray, it's really what started. And August Duntop built the Stingrays. And unfortunately, back in the 60s, GM pulled the plug on the program. The intention was 125 race cars, and they stopped at five. And the first races they went out, they actually beat the Cobras in their class. But then because they never built the 125, they had to change. So we developed the Grand Sport straight on the lines of the original Grand Sport that August Duntop. We didn't decide to adapt modern parts to it except for brakes and
really,
air conditioning.
Yeah, well, and that's where it needs it.
Yeah, it needs it. It turned out a great car. We're very proud of it.
And where you manufacture all over the world now? Because if you're doing this all over the world, or do you just manufacture in one place?
No, the bulk of our manufacture has been done for the last 30 years in South Africa.
That's what I thought.
At a factory called Hi-Tech.
Yep.
They're a low-volume manufacturer. We then ship the cars into the U.S., and the engines and the transmissions are installed in the U.S., and the completion's done in the U.S.
So, and that goes for worldwide?
That's going to be worldwide, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. So we're really excited. The low-volume manufacturer will allow us to export our product now more than we have in the past.
Right. Lance Stander, CEO of Sue Performance. Thank you for being on our Pioneering Performance stage.
Hey, Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.